Hi everybody, welcome to Intuition Talks. So this week I would love to talk about our journey with our intuition. So it's not always an easy one. So in all the years that I've been teaching people to kind of work with their intuition, improve it, enhance it, kind of unlocking it for some people, but quite often just like learning to work with it and make it more effective and efficient for other people, because we're all intuitive. We're all in different spaces with it, and we all want to advance and get better and do more, and it's wonderful. But quite often people come in and they learn tools from me, or they start putting in the work, and they get frustrated because they're not getting 100%, 100% accuracy and 100% understanding of it and everything perfect within about 2 minutes. And it's like, it's a journey, it's a learning process, it's a massive healing for us to go on this kind of excursion, this adventure in life with our intuition by our side as our best friend. But getting it to the point where it can talk to us every day and it knows exactly what we need and we can understand it fully is a lifelong journey. Yes, some people are gifted from the moment they're born that they can, you know, really have great accuracy. And for others of us, we need to do the 10,000 hours. You know, for me, sometimes I'm spot on 100% straight away, but that's only because I've put in the hours and hours and hours over the years of working with it. And every time you do anything from an intuitive perspective, you're going to get feedback on whether that was right or wrong, or, you know, the nuances are going to come out and you're like, ah, okay. And you learn from that, you get the feedback. You learn from it, your subconscious learns from it, your intuition learns from it, and then it gives you that opportunity to try again. And then you slowly learn and get more advanced and get more accurate and get more layers to it and more information. So when I'm in clinic, I'm wired to feel things. So when I'm working with a client doing an intuitive healing session, I will feel in my body where the issue is in theirs that I need to look at. So if they haven't told me they've got toothache, I'll get a toothache. If they haven't told me they've got, I don't know, like a pain in earache or something, you know, I might feel that. So, but, you know, wherever I need to look, I quite often get that feedback within myself. Now, you know, I can get a feeling or a sensation in the body, but over the years, that feeling and sensation, or the quality of that feeling, changes. And over time, it will carry on developing, but I've learned slight subtleties to it. So I know if it means if it's in pain, or if it's just somewhere that needs attention, or, you know, it's, there's different feelings for something depending on if I'm looking at the meridian associated with it, or if I'm looking at the physical organ, or if I'm looking, you know, I might get something flagged to me, like the same part of the body, but in different nuances with different slightly qualities to that hello. And over time I'm learning, and I'm still learning how to interpret that, what that means. And if I get the same thing over and over again, after a few weeks of something coming up, I'm going to start going, oh, okay, now I've got what it's about. And then as soon as I see it, you know, that can run as part of the thing in the background, and I don't have to sit with it and try and break it and work out what it is. So then the next layer appears. So it's just like this ongoing journey. So that's my journey with my intuition in clinic, and that's the thing I use my intuition for the most, and the thing I'm most accurate with. And there's still layers and levels of it to explore and to advance with and work with. And it's the same with everything. It's like we've got to learn to trust the intuition, and we've got to only learn to do that when we're working with it, and we've got to keep exploring. And so when people get despondent so early on in the journey, I get so upset, because I'm like, come on, work with it, you know. Move forward with it, try, just keep trying, keep playing, come to this like a child would with their imaginary friend, and just explore, see what's going on, see what comes up for you. because it's not always going to be easy. Life is never easy. If it was all given to us on the plate and we knew exactly what was going to happen next week, I always think it'd be pretty boring. Some people argue with me with that. But, you know, if you knew absolutely everything that was going to happen to you for the next 50 years, that would be, you know, it would be like, well, okay, let's experience it. And that might be okay, but I like kind of having some unknown in and amongst the fun of it. So I'm sure some of you are wired like that too. So for me, it's like, I don't want to know everything. I don't want my intuition to be so magnificent and so wide that it, you know, gives me all of the insights, all of the information, all of the what's happening next, because that would take some of the fun out of it. So sometimes we're not supposed to know. So people get frustrated that they don't know something, and actually there's a lesson in it for them not knowing. So they have to go through that. I remember years ago, I used to live in a town, and I got this nudge that I needed to move. And I've probably shared this story numerous times over the years, so you may have heard it before. But I had this nudge that I needed to move. So I spent 2 years getting myself together, selling my house, ready to move, but I didn't know where I wanted to go. And this had been going on, this where shall I go next thing was just an ongoing process. And I was trying to work with my intuition on it, and it would give me guidance. It would let me go, you know, if I was thinking of two places, it would clearly tell me which one of the two would be better for me. You know, there was no question that it wasn't helping to guide me, but it wouldn't give me the answer of where to go. So I moved like about three different times. And then I went, do you know what? I'm going to go back to where I was born. So I ended up coming back here, and you know, I still don't know if I'm going to stay here. It's still like an ongoing journey with things, and you know, suddenly 5 years has gone by, and you know, since I left where I used to live, and I still don't know where I want to live. So I meet people and they talk to me, and they're like, oh, you should go on a course to work with your intuition to look at this, because surely you could use these tools to help you with your intuition. And I'm like, I teach those tools. it's just like, and people look at me shocked, and I'm like, if I was supposed to know, I would have been told. You know, it's fascinating. It's, you know, and sometimes for people that's the penny that drops, and you're like, oh. You don't always have to know everything. It is a journey of exploration, and our intuition is going to guide us on that journey, but it won't always give us all the answers, because sometimes we have to go on the journey. There's lessons there for us to get along the way, and we can't speed that up. We just have to go through it. Now, sometimes you can get the life lessons a little quicker, which can help speed it along a little bit. But generally, you're going to have to go through it in the time and the order and sequence that it needs to be done. You know, when you have too many options, it can be difficult. For me, I could live practically anywhere on the planet if I could get a visa. So, you know, there are some criteria I have for where I want to live. So, you know, that narrows it down a little bit. But technically, I could go anywhere. So there's so many options. It's mad. I always say to people, normally you move because of a relationship or a new job or something. And I'm just moving. So it's really fascinating to go on this journey of life and not know what's happening next. It's like I could meet someone tomorrow and then move. Or I could meet someone and they move here. You know, it's like, you know, from a relationship perspective or a work perspective, it really doesn't, you know, things are always changing and things are evolving. And it doesn't really matter, because it will play out as it plays out. So that's my kind of thoughts for today and this week. It's like the journey of life is never going to be easy. There has to be struggle. There has to be challenge for us to heal and grow. And we can't fight the process. But what we can do is use our intuition along the journey just to kind of give us, flag things to us and help and support us. But to expect to get to the point where our intuition is 100% accurate really quickly you're going to be lucky. You've got to keep working yourself. You've got to keep clearing your filters, keep clearing out your belief systems and everything else that can be adding to the lessening of that clear, precise, intuitive voice, and keep going. Just keep working with it, keep playing with it, and come to it as a kid, because that's the nicest, funnest way of experiencing life and going through this journey that isn't always easy, but we can have a laugh along the way. And believe me, your intuition can make you laugh too. So have a great day, and I will catch up with you soon. Any questions, info@eloiseansell.com. Okay, take care, lots of love. Bye.